四章八节，一日以利沙走到苏甸，在那里有一个大户的妇人强留他吃饭。此后以利沙每从那里经过，就进去吃饭。九节。
Verse 9。
妇人对丈夫说：“我看出那常从我们这里经过的是圣洁的神人。”十节。
Verse 10。
我们可以为他在墙上盖一间小楼，在其中安放床榻、桌子、椅子、灯台。他来到我们这里，就可以住在其间。十一节。
Verse 11。
一日，以利沙来到那里，就进了那楼躺卧。十二节。
Verse 12。
以利沙吩咐仆人基哈西说：“你叫这苏念妇人来。”他就把妇人叫了来，妇人站在以利沙面前。十三节。
Verse 13。
以利沙吩咐仆人说：“你对他说，你既为我们费了许多心思，可以为你做什么呢？你向王或元帅有所求的没有？”他回答说：“我在我本乡安居无事。”十四节。
Verse 14。
以利沙对仆人说：“究竟当为他做什么呢？”基哈西说：“他没有儿子，他丈夫也老了。”十五节。
Verse 15。
以利沙说：“再叫他来。”于是叫了他来，他就站在门口。十六节。
Verse 16。
以利沙说：“明年到这个时候，你必抱一个儿子。”他说：“神人，我主啊，不要那样欺哄卑女。”十七节。
Verse 17。
妇人果然怀孕，到了那时候生了一个儿子，正如以利沙所说的。这段经节记载以利沙当先知的时候他在苏念的这个地方接受了一户人家的服侍。
This records when Prophet Elisha went to Shunem and he was served by the woman there.
以利沙先知当时他是北国以色列国的先知。
Elisha was the prophet of Israel at the time.
当时他所服侍的几个地点，苏念是一个地方。
Shunem was one of the places he served.
早上我们听叶弟兄勉励我们有关这个侍奉的道理。
This morning, Brother Ye told us about serving.
那我们接下来小弟想实际上举一个圣经的例子来作为我们相互的印证。
And now I felt that an example from the Bible would serve us well.
我们就用这个苏念的妇人来做一个例子。
So we can use the example of the Shunem woman.
首先我们谈到说这个苏念的妇人到底是谁？我们不晓得。
First of who was she？
这个我们不晓得她叫什么名字，所以圣经这里就直接称她为苏念的妇人。
We don't know her name, so the Bible just records her as the Shunem woman.
以利沙先知也是这么称呼她。
And Elisha addresses her this way.
所以这里告诉我们一个事实。
So this is the truth.
今天我们要服侍神。
When we want to serve God,
今天我们彼此互相服侍。
When we want to serve each other,
我们不是为了要得到名声。
It is not to receive the name.
所以这里告诉我们说，这个服侍先知的人他没有留下名字来。
So this woman who served the prophet, she did not leave a name.
就今天我们服侍人，我们服侍神，不是为了要得名声的。
So today when we serve people or we serve God, it is not for the name.
不是为了让人家称赞说感谢神哦，某某弟兄某某姐妹你好这个你信心真好你好有爱心，你很热心。
It is not to receive the praise of others so that they can say, oh, this brother, this sister has great faith, they serve well.
你已经得到你该得到的。
Because then you have already received what you should.
很多的侍奉是我们看不到的。
Much service is done what you can't see.
当我们等一下吃爱餐的时候
like when we take part in lunch later.
哇, 这个菜真好吃啊。
The lunch will be very delicious.
哦, 这道菜炒得真好啊。
This dish is good.
你知不知道是谁煮的吗?
Do you know who cooked it?
哦, 有可能, 等一下我们会说啊, 今天的工作到底是哪些弟兄姐妹负责? 这是做提醒。
Maybe later we will remind one another what holy work needs to be done today.
不是要我们说啊，跟这些弟兄姐妹啊，赶快去向他称赞，向他这个感谢。
But this is not an indication to go and praise and thank the others for their work.
因为他们已经得到从侍奉而来的恩典。
Because they have already received the grace of their holy work.
不是为了得名声啊。
They are not doing this to receive praise.
同样的道理。 今天我们的奉献
In the same way, today's offering
为什么教会会当场 把我们的收据啊 给我们
Why is it that the receipts are handed over to the church?
为什么我们不把收据啊 贴在公布栏上 某某人奉献多少多少多少
Why don't we put this up on a bulletin board so everyone can know how much everyone has offered?
同样的道理啊
In the same way
是为了直接从神那边得奖赏
So that we can receive the reward from God.
教会是要高举神的名, 而不是高举人的名。
The church is to raise God's name, not man's name.
所以教会的服事也不是用来赚取我们这个称赞名声的地方。
So it is not a time to praise people.
这是我们每一个侍奉的人所当有的前提跟认知。
This is something we should all know when we're servicing God.
我们不像其他的慈善机构。 其他的这个慈善机构把这些捐款人或者是把这些义工把名字通通刊登在这个杂志上周报上面。We
are not like others that will publish the names of people who have done good in magazines and newspapers.
这已经不是神要的侍奉。This
is not the kind of service God wants.
神要的是那种在默默当中来服侍。
God wants one who services in secret.
因为教会确实有很多的圣工是必须要默默的服侍。
Because there's a lot of work in church that is to be done in secret.
当我们这个聚会之前
prior to service.
要和很多人来做预备工作。
We need people to prepare.
那这些工作不重要吗?
And aren't these works important?
这些工作很重要。
These are very important works.
我们 聚完会之后，也要有一些弟兄姐妹来做清扫的工作。
After service, we need brothers and sisters to help clean.
这些工作不重要。
And are these important?
很重要。
These are very important.
让我们下一次的侍奉，下一次的聚会能够持续。
So that the next service can continue.
所以当我们来到教会里头，我们有这么舒适的环境、清洁的环境，都是很多人默默在做侍奉。
So when we come to church and we have a clean and comfortable environment, it is because many brothers and sisters have serviced us.
这些人是谁? 我们不晓得。
And we don't know who they are.
但是神知道。
But God does.
这就是侍奉的前提呀。
And this is how holy work should be done.
所以苏念的妇人告诉我们，侍奉不是为了要得到名声的。
So the example of the Shunem woman shows us that it is not for the praise.
往往我们贪图名声带来的是互相的嫉妒跟竞争。
Because otherwise, then we compete and we fight amongst one another.
所以圣经告诉我们说，不要贪图虚名。
The Bible says we should not long for these.
那看加拉太书的第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书五章的二十六节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 26.
不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。虚名带来的是嫉妒、纷争跟生气。We
will only become conceited, provoking, and envying each other.
所以在教会里头的服事，不是为了让我们彼此嫉妒、彼此生气用的。So
the holy work done in church is not to make us jealous and envy one another.
所以不要贪图虚名。
So we should not long for the praise.
再来，这个苏念的妇人，她服侍先知。
And the Shunem woman who served the prophet.
刚刚叶弟兄也说到。
As Brother Ye mentioned before.
今天我们在服侍神。
Today we are serving God.
那神我们看不到。
And we cannot see God.
那我们要怎么说我们在服侍神？
So how do we say we are serving Him?
从人的身上做。
we do it unto other people.
那看主耶稣怎么说。
Let's see what Jesus said.
马太福音二十六章。
Matthew chapter 26.
二十六章四十节。
26 verse
40。二十六章四十节，王啊，要啊回答说啊，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在这啊坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。好，这里是主耶稣所举的一个比喻啊。
Here is a parable that Jesus mentioned.
末日的审判，神要把啊人如同分山羊跟绵羊一样分成两边。
And the day of judgment, people will be split.
用什么来区分
？And how will he split them into sheep and goats?
用爱心。
With love.
用服事。
And service.
那当时会有人说啊，啊说主啊啊什么时候啊我们看见你啊这个缺乏过啊需要人服事啊？
And people will say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you?
如果有看到的话，我们绝对不会放着不管呐。
If we saw you, we certainly would not have ignored you.
这个时候啊，主耶稣就说了。
And this is when Jesus says.
说啊，什么时候坐在一个弟兄姐妹当中最小的身上，就等于是坐在主的身上。
Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me.
所以从这里我们知道，今天。我们服侍弟兄姐妹，就等于是服侍主。
So from here we see that if we serve one of our brothers and sisters, we serve God.
啊，爱神啊！看得见的弟兄姐妹，你都不爱，你说你爱那个看不见的神，谁会相信
？If you can't love the brothers and sisters you can see, how do you love the God that you cannot see?
爱神是落实在彼此相爱的事上。
To love God is also to love those around us.
同样的，也包含了神的仆人啊。
And God's servants.
哦，所以这个苏念的妇人，她服侍神的仆人。
So the Shunem woman, she serviced a servant of God.
等于是她在服侍神。
So in the same way, she was serving God.
哦，所以我们今天的服侍，我们在服侍神，要从服侍人开始做起。
So today, in order to serve God, we must start from serving people.
我们再看回来《列王记下》第四章。
Let's turn back to 2 Kings chapter 4.
八节说啊，有一天以利沙到了苏念，那边有个大户的妇人强留他吃饭。这边说有个大户的人家。
In verse 8, it indicates that it is a well-to-do woman who is there.
大户的人家来接待以利沙先知。
A well-to-do woman who received Elisha.
啊，有些弟兄姐妹会说啊，她有钱嘛，当然她做得到啊。
And some brothers and sisters say, well, she's rich, she can do it.
啊，我不像我们啊，这个自己要经济都有困难。
But we have financial troubles.
主耶稣不会要我们的啦。
And Jesus wouldn't expect it of us.
主耶稣也看不中我们这些没有钱的人的服事啦。
And Jesus would not look favorably upon poor people's works.
如果你那样想的话，你就错了。
If you think in this way, you are wrong.
主耶稣有一次看人家在奉献。
Jesus also looks at offerings.
我们来看路加福音。
Let's look at Luke.
路加福音二十一章啊。
Luke 21.
二十一章第一节。
Verse 1.
一节，耶稣抬头观看，见财主把捐献投在库里。二节。
Two.
又见一个穷寡妇投了两个小钱，三节。
Verse three.
就说我实在的告诉你们，这穷寡妇啊所投的比众人还多。四节。
Verse four.
因为众人都是自己有余的拿出来投在捐项里，但这个寡妇是自己不足，把她一切养生的都投上了。主耶稣啊，没有轻看那个小寡妇、那个穷寡妇的两个小钱呐、啊。
Jesus did not look down on the two small copper pennies.
甚至认为他所奉献的、他的服事啊，比那些有钱人呐、啊、更多。
He saw her offering as much greater than all the offerings of the rich men.
所以今天我们的服事，神看重的是我们的心，而不是我们能做多少。
So today our acts, God is looking at our hearts, not how much we can do.
有些弟兄姐妹啊，还会说啊。啊，我又不会服侍。
Some brothers and sisters say, I don't even know how to serve.
我也不会唱诗，也不会诗琴，也不会讲道，也不会翻译。
I can't sing, I can't play the piano, I can't preach, I can't translate.
所以我就不用服侍了。
So I don't need to serve.
不对啦。
That is not right.
在台湾呢，有一个很爱主的老姐妹。
In Taiwan, there is an old sister who loves God.
她年纪大了。
And she's old, elderly.
她年轻的时候，她做了很多侍奉。
When she was young, she served God.
现在她年纪大了。
And now that she's older,
她没办法做服事了。
She's unable to serve.
她还可以呀。
But she still can.
她怎么做服事？
So how does she serve?
她提前来教会。
She comes to church early.
然后她就啊。坐在这个第一排的位置上
and she sits in the first row.
跪下祷告
she prays,
主啊请你啊让等一下坐这个位置的弟兄姐妹得到帮助
she says God please let the member who sits here later receive help
然后祷告完之后又到另外一个位置坐着
and when she's done she sits in another seat and starts praying
主啊你让等一下坐在这个位置上的这个慕道朋友 得到帮助
And she says, God, please let the visitor who comes here and sits here receive help.
她就是这样祷告。
And this is how she prays.
啊，然后她拿起啊这个抹布啊啊这个这边擦擦那边摸一摸啊。
And then she takes rags and she wipes up the place.
哎，这个圣经啊没有放好，她把它放好啊。
And the Bibles she arranges them neatly.
她就是做这样的服事。
And this is the kind of service she does.
如果我们等一下有弟兄姐妹说你不会服事的，那留下来哈。啊，传道带你哈、啊，排排桌椅哈，啊，整理整理后面的那个圣经。
If there are any brothers and sisters who feel they do not know how to serve, come to me and I will go arrange Bibles with you.、
啊、一起跟我祷告。
And you can pray with me.
所以我们不要说我们不会服事啊。
So we should not say we don't know how to serve.
服事都是从小事开始做的。
Serving comes from little things.
服事不是我们想的那么困难。
It's not as difficult as we might imagine.
神更看重那个小服事。
God looks favorably upon these small tasks.
我们不要认为说大户的人家啊，有钱有闲才能服事啊。
Don't think that you have to be rich and have times to serve.
我知道啊，我们很多的弟兄姐妹生活都很辛苦，时间都很宝贵。
Life is very difficult for some of us members, and time is very valuable.
但是神看重的是我们侍奉的心啊。
But God is looking at your serving heart.
好，就好像说。当父母亲的
like as parents
他知道他的儿女事业很忙
they know that their children are busy with their careers
但是这些儿女在百忙当中他抽空回来看他父母亲有多快乐啊
but in their busyness they still take the time to visit their parents how happy does that make the parents
如果这个父母亲呢 听这个小孩子在说啊我哪有时间回去看你啊我们住得又那么远事情又那么忙父母亲会不会很难过
If the child says, I have so much to do, I don't have time to come see you, wouldn't it make the parents sad?
所以同样的，啊，如果啊，我们啊，觉得说啊，教会啊，啊，买那么远，最好教会在我家隔壁，那我就可以每天去聚会了。
In the same way, we would say, oh, well, if church was right next to my house, then I would go every day.
啊，教会那么远，我哪有那个时间呢？
But now church is so far, where do I find the time?
一天两天没有，一个月两个月没有，一年两年总该有吧。
You don't have a day, a month, but you must have a year, right?
神看重的是我们的心。
God looks at your heart.
神悦纳的也是我们的心。
And God blesses our hearts.
好，所以这个大户的人家。
So the rich family.
他接待以利沙。
They accepted Elisha.
好，我们不要认为说，我又不是大户人家，我就没有办法接待，没办法做服事。
We should not think we're not well-to-do, so we don't have the ability to serve others.
现在我们反过来说、啊、
Turn it around、
哎、有钱的人、啊、总是比较势利眼、啊
the rich people are more careful、
哎、为什么这个苏念的妇人要接待以利沙
Why did the Shunem woman accept Elisha
我们来看她跟她丈夫怎么说
Let's see what she said to her husband
九节
Verse 9
妇人对丈夫说我看出那常从我们这里经过的是圣洁的神人伊丽莎先知长得不是很好看
Elisha was not a good looking man、
啊、在之前、啊、曾经有这一群小孩子、啊、笑他、
previously there were a group of children who laughed at him
在第二章的、23节这边
In chapter 2 verse 23
当伊丽莎先知、啊啊、要上伯特利的时候、啊、有一些小孩子从城里出来、啊、来笑他说、啊、秃头的上去吧秃头的上去吧
As he was going up to Bethel, some children came and jeered at him and said, Go on up, you bald head.
在我们中文圣经啊，只是写说上去吧。其原文的意思是说，去死吧，去死吧。
while this is the translation, in actuality, it meant you should go die.
伊丽莎先知可能是秃头了。
Perhaps he was bald.
哦，所以他可能不是长得很好看。So
he was not very handsome.
小儿子就取笑他。And
so the children laughed at him.
但是这个书念的妇人。But
the Shunem woman.
这个有钱人的少奶奶。This
rich woman.
她不以外表来看伊丽莎。She
did not judge Elisha on his appearance.
她能够看出他是个神人，是个圣洁的神人。She
could see that he was a holy man of God.
不简单啊。That
was not easy.
我们看雅各书。Let's
turn to James.
雅各书第二章。James
chapter 2.
第二章第一节
Chapter 2, verse 1
雅各书二章一节 我的弟兄们, 你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督, 便不可按着外貌待人, 二节
Verse 2
若有一个人戴着金戒指, 穿着华美衣服, 进你们的会堂去, 又有一个穷人穿着肮脏衣服, 也进去, 三节
Verse 3.
你们就看中那个穿华美衣服的人说, 请坐在这好位上, 又对那个穷人说, 你站在那里, 或者坐在我的脚凳下边, 四节,
Verse 4.
这岂不是你们偏心待人, 用恶意论断人吗? 所以这里啊, 跟我们讲说, 今天我们的侍奉, 不要啊, 因人而不同啊。
Here it shows we should not show favoritism when serving.
哇,传道,传道,传道, 长子,
When we see elders and pastors, we greet them.
小弟兄小姐妹,
and the brothers and sisters.
那就不对了,
and that's not right.
传道来,好吃的,端到他的传道房去。
When the pastor comes, you give him all the good food.
那如果是其他弟兄姐妹,没有了,没有了。
And when it's other brothers and sisters, you say, oh, there's none left.
虽然你有那个爱, 神工人的心没有错,
Although you do love God's workers,
但是这不是神喜悦的,
but this is not what God likes.
应该要同等, 在教会里面没有尊贵卑贱的,
In church, everyone should be equal.
所以我们不要用外表来论断人,
So we should not use appearance to judge people.
同样的弟兄姐妹之间也不要用外表来做论断,
And in the same among brothers and sisters, we should not use appearance.
某某人啊, 没有文化水平,
Or we say, that person is not cultured.
某某人啊,这个怎么样?
This person is like this.
不应该这样子。
We should not be like this.
往往小弟觉得说很感谢神的事情。
I feel very grateful to God's things.
在我们真耶稣教会里头,
Within true Jesus Church,
我们超越了种族, 超越了国家, 超越了仇恨。
We can surpass ethnicity and racial lines.
如果在以前的台湾跟大陆啊,
In olden days, China and Taiwan.
我们叫你们共匪, 你们叫我们国特,
there's a lot of rivalry.
这是因为国家之间的仇恨。
Because of the hatred between the two countries.
但是在主耶稣里面,
But under God,
都超越了这一切。
We've surpassed all that.
没有成见。
It doesn't exist.
只有相互的, 彼此相爱, 彼此帮助。
There's only the love and help among one another.
这是我们教会里头最宝贵的。
This is the most precious within our church.
也是因为主耶稣的爱让我们办得到。And
it's because Jesus' love has enabled us.
其他地方找不到的。Other
places we can't find this.
所以我们在教会里头,弟兄姐妹更应该彼此相爱。So
in church, we should love each other very much.
不要因为种族,不要因为地方,来的地方的不同,而有所区别。We
should not discriminate based on one's background.
这样我们的服事才会彻底啊。
That way our serving will mean something.
再来, 这个书念的妇人, 她强留以利沙吃饭。
And the Shunem woman insisted that Elisha stay for dinner.
她为什么要强留以利沙吃饭?
Why did she insist?
跟她的看见有关系。
It's because of how she sees.
我们刚刚说她不以以利沙的外表来做评论。
It says that she does not use Elisha's appearance to judge him.
她看见出以利沙是圣洁的神人。
She can see that he is a holy man of God.
所以她强留他吃饭。
So she asks him to stay and eat.
来服侍以利沙。
So that she can serve him.
借着这样来表现出她对神的真正相信。
So that she can show her true faith in God.
同样的强留接待神的仆人在新约也有。
In this way, many people were disciples to stay.
我们看使徒行传的16章。
Acts chapter 16.
16章的15节。
Acts chapter 16 verse 15.
16章15节， 他和他一家既领了洗， 便求我们说， 你们若以为我是真信主的， 请到我家里来住， 于是强留我们。 这是保罗西拉， 他们将福音传到菲利比时候所发生的。
This occurred when Paul and Silas had gone to Philippi.
菲利比， 这个地方， 第一个信主的吕迪亚家人啊， 他们用强留， 保罗跟西拉， 来表示他们真正的信主。
The first Christians in Philippi, Lydia and her family, urged Paul and Silas to stay with them.
今天我们说我们, 我们信主。
Today we say we believe God.
我们有信心。
And we have faith.
但信心是必须要跟我们的行为相称。
But faith must be accorded to our works.
很多时候的侍奉是要勉强自己的。
Many times we force ourselves to serve.
不勉强， 我们没有办法将我们那个老我给致死啊。
And otherwise if we don't do that, then it will die.
人总是啊， 比较好逸恶劳， 比较不愿意麻烦。
Often we don't like to trouble ourselves.
最好啊， 我当一个啊， 这个只是来聚会听到的信徒就好啊。
We just come and we listen to the sermons.
不要叫我做这个做那个了。
Don't tell me to do this or that.
很多弟兄姐妹啊， 都有这样的私心啊。
Many brothers and sisters have this attitude.
只愿意接受服侍，
不愿去服侍别人。 They want to receive service, but they don't want to give any.
所以要怎么样， 让我们能够， 效法耶稣啊。
So how should we obediently follow Jesus?
能够相互的服侍。
So that we will serve.
很多时候是要勉强呢。
Sometimes you have to force yourself.
但是勉强带来的恩典， 往往也是超乎我们意料之外。
And the grace and blessings we receive in return are great.
那个曾经为主耶稣背过十字架的， 这个古利奈人西门啊。
The man Simon who helped Jesus carry his cross.
他当时也是被勉强的。
He was forced at the time as well.
我们来看路加福音23章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 23.
路加福音23章26节。
Luke chapter 23 verse 26.
26节，带耶稣去的时候，有一个古利奈人西门从乡下来，他们就抓住他，把十字架搁在他身上，叫他背着跟随耶稣。这个古利奈人啊，这个西门啊，他也很倒霉了。
This Simon, he had very bad luck.
他从乡下来。
He's from the country.
当时啊，耶稣正要被抓去钉十字架。
And Jesus was about to be crucified.
主耶稣本来就为了天国的福音劳碌奔波，身体就不是很强壮。
And Jesus' body was weak from all those years of preaching.
30多岁被人家看成50几岁啊。
He was only about 30, but people thought he was 50 something.
再加上连续一天多来的通宵彻夜的这个审判。
And there had been days of persecution.
又是被鞭打。
And beatings.
主耶稣啊， 当时的主耶稣啊， 非常的虚弱。
So Jesus at the time was very weak.
十字架大概有60公斤重。
The cross was about 60 kilograms.
要拖着那个60公斤重的十字架， 走一段不算短的路啊， 到那个哥哥他山上被钉在上面。
And he had to carry it a long way to the crucifixion point.
主耶稣受不了。
And Jesus could not take it anymore.
他拖不动。
He could not carry it.
这个时候罗马兵丁啊， 看这个情形啊， 所以他就随便抓一个人啊， 他替耶稣背啊。
When the Roman soldiers saw this, they just grabbed anyone to help Jesus carry it.
不要说啊， 背那个东西， 十字架很重。
And it's not just that it's very heavy.
也是很不荣耀的事情。
And it's a very unglorious act.
那个是死刑犯背的。
It's what the convicts have to do.
是很羞耻的事情啊。
It's very shameful.
今天啊， 要我去背那个。
Today, if you tell me to do it,
那不晓得他以为是我要被钉十字架的。
Well, people might think I'm the one who's being crucified.
不背又不行。
But I can't not carry it.
罗马兵丁他有权利临时征召人来服劳役的。
The Roman soldiers have the right to make other people carry it.
所以啊， 只好背啊。
So he had to carry it.
相信那时候的古利奈人的心里啊， 一定很不舒服啊。
So Simon must have felt very uncomfortable.
因为觉得自己好倒霉啊。
He must have thought, I have such bad luck.
替这个家伙背这个十字架。
I have to carry this cross for him.
但是事后他知道原来这一位要被钉十字架的是救主耶稣基督，是神道成肉身来到世上。
But later he knew that the one who was to be crucified was Jesus.
他是何等的荣耀啊。
This was a very glorious thing.
今天呢、很多有一些这个国家，他们在这个所谓的耶稣受难日里头他们会学习耶稣当时背着十字架游街示众那一个这个表演呐 耶稣要被钉十字架那个人呐、他是多么是千挑百选的，多么荣耀啊
！Today, when many countries celebrate Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection, this is a very celebrated role.
多少人呐、抢着要去扮演那个角色，背十字架的角色。
Many people want to be the one who carries the cross.
所以有很多时候，我们要勉强自己。
So there are times when we have to force ourselves.
勉强自己去做服事。
Force ourselves to serve.
就好像父母亲服侍自己的儿女一样。
Like our parents will serve their children.
应该是儿女服侍父母亲，怎么父母亲服侍儿女呢？
Children should serve their parents, not the other way around.
因为爱。
But it's because of love.
所以勉强自己服侍。
Where you force yourselves to serve.
所以这个书念的妇人，她强留了这个宝，强留的这个以利沙先知。
So the Shunammite woman, she urged Elisha to stay.
那除了他有独到的眼光，
and from her point of view,
他不以外表来评论来看待人。
She did not use appearance to judge others.
他也勉强自己做服事。
She also forced herself to serve.
这也看出他真正的信主啊。
And so that we can see she truly believed God.
他是一个虔诚的人。
She's a devout person.
再来，这个书念的妇人，她想要进一步的来服侍这个以利沙先知。
And Shunem wanted to, the woman wanted to further serve Elisha.
第十节，他说我们可以为他在墙上盖一间小楼啊。
In verse 10, it says that she wanted to build a small room.
好，然后在当中安放床榻、桌子、椅子、灯台。
And put in it a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp.
那来到这里就可以住在其间了。
So that he can stay there whenever he comes to us.
这个妇人没有以说我接待他吃饭就够了
this woman,
而满足啊。
This woman didn't say, I already gave him dinner, that's enough.
她的侍奉是进一步。
Her service goes off beyond that.
不是说这个他安排表排我做什么我就做什么就好了。
It's not, oh, the schedule told me to do that, so I did it.
其他的不关我的事。
I don't care about anything else.
这不是真正忠心服侍神的。
This is not a loyal heart serving God.
就好像在我们家庭里面。
Like within our families.
你会不会说今天你的区域范围就是你的房间，所以你房间整理好，你看到客厅肮脏那不关我的事，那个不是我，今天值日生不是排我的。
Will you say, well, my room is clean, and I don't care that the living room is dirty because I already cleaned my room.
你绝对也会去整理的。
Of course you would go clean the living room as well.
教会应该像个家。
Church should be like a home.
不应该只是个人管个人的事情而已。
It should not be we only care about our own things.
就跟肢体一样，身上的肢体。
Oh, it's like our bodies.
你会不会说我背很痒我手抓不到，那就我不管它了。
Will you say, I need to scratch my back, but I can't reach it, so okay.
因为那个不是我的范围嘛。
Because it's not within my area.
让它去痒。
Let it go be needed to be
scratched. 你一定也是想办法去找个棍子来抓吧。
You will go find a back scratcher.
同样的道理。
In the same way.
一体的精神就在这里。
The one body spirit is like this.
不会以这个不会受到限制。
There are no limits.
而是做出那种超过我们的范围的服侍。
But you can surpass and go beyond your own boundaries.
这个才是表现出爱。
This truly demonstrates love.
再来，在当中放床榻、桌子、椅子、灯台。
And so he put a bed, table, chair, and a lamp.
这个告诉我们，我们的服侍应该是很周到的服侍。
So it says that we should serve very hospitably.
他不是说盖一个房子盖一 个小楼让你经过的时候到里面躺一躺就算了。
It's not just a room and you can lie down in it if you happen to pass by.
他还会想。
She would also think.
这里面要放什么东西
What does she need in there?
先知来可能要看书吧。
If the prophet comes, he might want to read.
哦，要有一个桌子啊。
So he needs a table.
哦，那有桌子应该有椅子才可以坐啊。
So if you have a table, you need a chair.
哦，不然要坐哪里啊？坐地上。
Otherwise, you have to sit on the floor.
那有的桌子，有的椅子。那要看书太暗了也不能啊，总是要有个灯台吧。
So you have a table and a chair, but you need a lamp so you can see, or it's too dark.
看累了要躺一躺，还要有一个床铺吧。
And if you're tired, you still need a bed to lie down in.
她都想得很周到。
So she thought about it very completely.
如果啊，她是活在现在啊，我看啊，连冰箱、电视机都有了。
If she lived today, she probably would have put a refrigerator and a TV.
哦，所以这个书念的妇人，她的服侍是周到的服侍。
So this woman, she served very hospitably.
今天呢、啊，神要我们的服事也是这样子。
So today God wants our service to be likewise.
我们来看马太福音的二十二章。
Matthew 22.
二十二章三十七节。
Matthew chapter 22 verse 37.
三十七节，耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。”三十八节。
38.
这是诫命中的第一条啊，写是最大的三十九节。
39.
其实也相仿，就是爱人如己啊。四十节。
40.
这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。这里跟我们讲说，要怎么样爱神、服侍神。
This tells us how to love God.
就是要尽心、尽性、尽意来爱神、来服侍神。
It says to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
中文的尽字就是全部的意思，完全的意思。
This means completely with everything.
所以我们服侍神啊，要尽力啊。
So when we serve God, it has to be to our greatest ability.
不是马虎的。
It's not just sloppily done.
那同样的，爱人如己也是这样。
In the same way, you love your neighbor as yourself.
弟兄姐妹相互的服侍也是这样啊。
And this should be the serving attitude between brothers and sisters.
不是看到弟兄姐妹有缺乏，只是口头上说啊，愿你们啊回去啊穿得暖，吃得饱。
If we see them lacking, we don't say, "Oh, I hope you eat and sleep well."
就交代过去了。
And that's enough.
啊，为你祷告就好了。
And say, "Oh, I'll pray for you."
祷告是需要。
We need to pray.
那实际上的帮助也需要。
But we also need to help.
这才是真正的服事。
This is the true serving.
好，所以这个苏念妇人，她的服事啊，是很周到的服事。
So the Shunam woman, she served very completely.
哦，不是马马虎虎的。
Not sloppily.
真的是尽心尽力尽意啊。
It was really to the best of her abilities.
今天我们在教会里面的服事也是这样子。
Today serving in church should be the same.
要周到。
It should be complete.
哦，不是啊，马虎交差就算了。
It should not just be sloppily completed.
像刚刚叶弟兄所说的，哎，没有人看到就算了。
Like Brother Ye said, oh, if no one sees it, then forget it.
扫一扫啊，那地毯翻起来，把它扫到里面盖起来，没有人看到。
Just sweep everything under the rug.
不是这样的服事。
That's not how you should serve.
那样没有尽心呢。
That's not doing to the best of your ability.
所以要像这个苏念的妇人。
So we must be like the woman.
再来，这个苏念的妇人要做这些事情之前呢、啊。
And before the Shunam woman did all this,
她找她丈夫商量。
She discussed it with her husband.
她不是说我自己来决定就好了。
She didn't say, "Oh, I'll make the decision by myself."
她尊重她的先生。
She respected her husband.
今天呢、啊，这一个家庭蒙恩呢、啊，是全家蒙恩的。
Today, if a family receives grace, the entire family receives.
他们没有小孩。
They don't have any children.
没有乐趣。
They don't have any
没有将来的盼望。
They don't have any future plans.
虽然他们有钱，
even though they have money,
生活过得好，
and they live well,
但总是有个很大的遗憾。
But they also have great sorrow.
没有小孩。
They don't have children.
小孩可以带来生活上的乐趣啊。
Children provide amusement.
如果你有小孩的人，你一定会同意这样的看法。
If you have children, you would agree.
是生活上的开心果、啊。
They provide happiness in life.
但是他们没有。
But they don't have any.
后来，神祝福他。
So God blessed her.
他们得到小孩。
And they received a child.
不会说得到小孩只是苏念的妇人快乐而已，她丈夫不会快乐。
And not just the wife, but the husband was also happy as well.
是全家都很快乐的。
The entire family was happy.
上上下下都很快乐。
All of them were very happy.
神的恩典跟祝福是给他们全家的。
So God's grace is given to the entire family.
所以同样的，侍奉也是要全家侍奉。
So in the same way, the entire family must serve.
这个苏念的妇人，她知道这个道理。
This Shunam woman knows this.
所以她找她先生商量。
So she discussed it with her husband.
每个人的这个爱心、信心各有不同啊。
Everyone's love is different.
尤其有些先生、有些这个家庭是不是全部都是信耶稣的。
Especially for us, not all of our families are in God.
那这个苏念的妇人，我们看出她很聪明。
And the Shunam woman is very smart.
她懂得来让她的另一半能够来同沾这个恩典，神的恩典。She
understands how to let her husband receive this grace as well.
带领她的另外一半一起来服侍。
To bring her husband into serving.
她不会说将来我自己得恩典就好，你呀下地狱算了。
She didn't say, okay, I'll receive grace and you can enter hell later.
是她懂得去带领她的家人一起来得恩典。She
knew how to bring her family into receiving grace.
这不简单啊。This
is not easy.
再来我们看出她尊重她的先生。And
we can see that she respected her husband.
丈夫是妻子的头。The
husband is the head of the wife.
妻子是丈夫的身体。
And the wife is the body of the husband.
是不能分开的。
They cannot be separated.
这个苏念的妇人尊重她的先生是当头的。
The Shunam woman respected her husband as the head.
其实她吩咐底下的人盖个房子，摆几个床铺，根本不需要找她先生商量的。Because
she could have had all this arranged without discussing it with her husband.
但是她尊重她的先生。But
she respected her husband.
在我们教会里面，
Within our church.
确实有很多爱主的弟兄姐妹。There
are many loving brothers and sisters.
但是美中不足的，就是他们不懂得像这个苏念的妇人。
But often they don't understand how to be like this Shunam woman.
会带领他的另外一部分的家人一起来得这个恩典跟福气。They
don't know how to bring other members of this family to receive this grace.
那甚至还让他的没有信主的家人误会他。
And they let their non-believing family members mistake them.
一天到晚都跑教会。
Why do you go to church all the time?
家里的事都不做。
And you never do anything at home.
你干脆搬去教会住好了。
Why don't you just move into church?
不但不能荣耀神。
And you can't glorify God.
不但没办法主动让带领他的家人来得恩典。
And you can't bring the members to receive the grace also.
反而还绊倒他们。
But you also attack them.
所以这个是告诉我们要灵巧，要有智慧。So
this shows us how to have wisdom.
而不是叫我们说，那我们就干脆这个顺从他们，就少做一点教会的事情，不是这个意思。It
doesn't mean that we should just follow them and say, okay, we'll do less work.
而是要有智慧。But
we should have wisdom.
要会尊重。We
have to know how to respect.
那像这个苏念的妇人。And
like this Shunam woman.
让她的丈夫不但不反对，还同得。
Not only did her husband not refuse, he also received the grace.
真的是聪明的妇人啊。This
is truly a wise woman.
再来，当这个伊丽莎先知叫他的这个仆人基哈西请他来，问他有什么需要。When
Elisha went and asked his servant Gehazi what the woman needs.
两次，这个苏念的妇人。 都是在门口站立。Both
times she stood at the door.
她并没有随便就进去。She
did not just enter.
虽然基哈西也在。Even
though Gehazi was present as well.
但是她并没有放肆。But
she did not just enter.
她懂得洁身自爱。She
knew how to be loving.
她懂得分寸。She
knew the difference.
他懂得避嫌呐。And
she knew what to do.
所以这个也是提醒我们。So
this also reminds us.
今天我们在服侍神。When
we are serving God.
我们要圣洁。We
need to be pure.
这个苏念的妇人，她懂得男女有别。And
the woman knew the difference for men and women.
懂得孤男寡女不要相处一室。And
she knew not to interfere with these things.
很多服侍神的人太高估自己。
Many who serve God put themselves too high.
我不管别人怎么看，我对神负责就好。I
don't care what anyone else sees as long as I'm responsible to God.
轻忽了人的软弱。And
they miscalculate the weakness of man.
轻看了人的情欲。They
took upon too lightly man's passions.
所以往往在服事当中 不但没有得造就，反而还伤害。
So rather than helping, they have hurt.
我们看箴言怎么说。
Let's look at Proverbs.
箴言六章二十七节。
Proverbs chapter 26.
六章二十七节。
Chapter 6, verse 27.
二十七节，人若怀里地火，衣服岂能不烧呢？二十八节
，verse 28。
人若在火炭上走，脚岂能不烫呢？二十九节
，29。
亲近邻舍之妻的也是如此，凡挨近他的，不免受罚。这里啊，告诉我们
要 tells us
懂得回避啊。
That we have to understand how to prevent.
今天我们在服事很多工作啊，不是一个人能单独完成，是弟兄姐妹一起来做的。
Many of the works we do cannot be done alone.
所以我们要小心这个同工之间的问题。
So we must be careful when working together.
尤其是同性跟异性之间一起搭配工作。
Especially when we're told to do works together.
我们也要避免。
And we have to prevent.
除了避免自己人性的肉体的软弱之外，
We have to prevent from our weaknesses.
也不要让魔鬼有可乘之机啊。
We must not leave Satan opportunity.
就像这个苏念的妇人，
like this woman.
她懂得这个道理，懂得这个危险。
She understood the danger.
所以虽然对方是神人，是这个先知以利沙。
Even though this was a prophet, a holy man of God, Elisha.
他毕竟还是个人啊。
But he's also a person.
我也是个人啊。
And she's a person.
保持距离。
So they maintain distance.
这是对的。
And this is correct.
今天呢，根据统计，各行各业离婚率最高的，这个基督教的牧师啊，也是在其中的一项。
And today, when divorce rates are so high, Christian pastors are under scrutiny.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为太多的信徒啊，把这些牧师们当成神啊。
And many of them have put Christian pastors as God.
忽略了人的感情。
And they've mistaken their feelings.
而这些神职人员也太高估自己了。
And then the holy workers, they think highly of themselves.
以为自己不会跌倒。
They think they will never fall.
在辅导这些感情的问题的时候，渐渐的移情作用，然后就投进去，不可自拔。
And sometimes when helping others with problems, they themselves have fallen and they can't get out.
这个都是要小心的。
So we must be careful.
那尤其这个有家庭的人。
Especially those with families.
你要让你另一半知道你在做什么。
You have to let your other half know what you are doing.
不要造成误解。
So that there are no misunderstandings.
怎么你每天到晚都跟那个弟兄跟那个姐妹出去做什么事情啊？
So it's not what are you doing with that brother or that sister all the time.
这个就给魔鬼留地步。
This will leave Satan opportunity.
做圣工不但不得造就。
So not only will you not receive reward for your works.
反而招来损伤。
Rather you will incur loss.
所以不但在神的面前要圣洁。
So not only must we be pure in front of God.
在人的面前要清清白白。
In front of men we must also be pure.
就如同苏念的妇人。当场有基哈西有先知的这个徒弟在，但是他还是不轻易就进去。
Like this woman, even though Gehazi was in there, she would not enter his room.
那最后，当这个以利沙先知问他说：“你要求什么
？”And when Elisha said, "What would you need?"
这个苏念的妇人回答说：“我在本乡安居无事。”
She replied, "I have a home among my own people."
意思就是说她别无所求。
Meaning she has nothing she needs.
这个不简单啊。
This is not easy.
今天在服事神。
Today when we serve God.
少部分的信徒还保留着以前拜偶像那种交换式信仰的这个旧校在里头。
Very few of us have that filial piety.
像以前拜偶像这样，拜一个猪头，你就给我一头猪啊；我拜一个牛头，你就要给我一头牛哦。
Like before, when we would worship the idols in China,
是交换式的。
And it was an exchange.
我服侍神是多做圣工，是为了要多得从神而来的赏赐跟恩典。
In the same way, oh, I serve God more so that I can receive more in return.
当然，我们服侍神，我们热心圣工，神会祝福我们，没有错。
Of course, when we work for God, we will receive blessings.
但是你如果把你的信仰的重点是建立在这种物质上的交换的话，那就不对了。
But if you base your faith on this kind of exchange, it is not correct.
失去了我们侍奉的意义。
You lose the meaning of serving.
我们看保罗怎么说。
Let's see what Paul says.
罗马书十二章第一节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
罗马书十二章一节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然。这里跟我们讲说，我们如此侍奉是理所当然的。
Here it says that this is your spiritual act.
也就是说，不求回报的。
And we should not look for any return.
原本就应该这么做的。
This is how we should do it.
哦，所以这个苏念妇人她的服侍就是这样的服侍。
So this is how the Shunem woman served.
是。只问耕耘不问收获的服事。
She was willing to give and did not think of the return.
神真的都没有给她吗？
And did God really not give her anything?
神给她是她最需要的。
God gave her what she needed the most.
往往我们所求的不一定是我们所需要的。
What we ask for is not usually what we need the most.
我们求更多的钱财。
We ask for money.
更多的享乐。
More enjoyment.
更大的房子，更好的车子。
Bigger houses, better cars.
这些不一定是真正你所要的。
But this is not what you really need.
不一定真正对你好的。
It's not what's really good for you.
甚至有可能害了你的。
And it could hurt you.
让你更忙。
So that you're busier.
让你没办法亲近神。
So that you can't honor God.
让你忽略家庭，让你忽略自己的健康。
And you forget your family, you neglect your health.
只有神才知道什么是我们最需要的。
Only God knows what you really need.
就如同这个苏念的妇人。
And from this woman,
她只问服事。
She knew to serve.
但收获由神给她。
And return she received from God.
所以从这个苏念妇人的侍奉。
So from her service,
我们学到很多。
We can learn a lot.
我们学到啊，她借由侍奉先知来表达她对神的侍奉。
We can see how she shows that she loves God.
她不用外表来看待人。
She did not use appearance to judge others.
她强留，她是尽心尽力的来侍奉。
She used all her heart to serve.
她的侍奉是周到的，是进一步的。
Her service was complete and it went beyond.
她的侍奉带领了她的先生一起来同得恩典的。
And her service brought her husband into grace as well.
在她侍奉当中，她懂得这个圣洁自守。
And as she was serving, she knew to stay pure.
那她的侍奉是理所当然，是不求回报的。
And she did not ask for any rewards.
愿我们的侍奉都如同这个苏念妇人的侍奉一样。
So may our service be like hers.
能够得到神的悦纳。
So that we can receive God's blessing.